Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
So according to Prissy underscore I am, which is your Instagram handle, it says here, prayer changes everything. So you're religious.
Very religious.
Loves art, vintage, watching investigation channels, traveling and taking pictures of anything. I mean anything.
Anything.
What's the oddest thing you've ever taken a picture of?
An ant.
An ant?
Yeah.
How did you get the zoom lens?
Well, I was back home, you know, I'm from Limpopo, so
okay.
Everything is natural there. So I was chilling outside eating mangoes with my brother.
Yeah, as you do in Limpopo,
yeah. So ants were just all over, so I just took pictures of it.
Okay.
Next thing, wow, the pictures got so many comments on my Facebook. I didn't even upload it on my Instagram. I usually did it pictures all the time on my Instagram, so
yeah.
I uploaded it on my Facebook. It got lots of likes there.
Hmm.
Yes.
Now you've got a dope Instagram. You talked about your, there's food here, there's pictures of you in all sorts of cool places. But are you based in Joburg? Do you live in Limpopo? How does it work?
I stay in Joburg full time.
Okay.
I'm from Limpopo. I've been here for 7 years now, in Joburg for 7 years.
Dope.
I travel back and forth for going home and whatnot, but I'm based in Joburg full time.
Cool.
Yes.
But then you just go back to Limpopo every now and then. So tell me about this modeling thing. Like, what's the story? How did you get into it? Where are you at with it? What's happening?
Well, I started modeling at a very young age. I was 5 years old.
Yeah, me too.
Old.
Yeah. No, I'm joking.
I started modeling when I was 5 years old. I won my first title when I was in primary in Nazarene School of Natural Sciences.
Cool.
And then high school, I got another title. And then during when I was in high school, my first year in high school, I got was nominated Queen for best traditional and best performance as well.
Hmm.
And then as time goes, I entered a competition, Miss Tando.
Hmm.
I also won it. And then moved back to Joburg after I passed my matric. First year in varsity. I was Miss Rosebank College in Braamfontein.
Dope.
And then that was in 2012.
Wow.
And then I was like, no, I need to stop modding now because I feel like I'm old now, you know. So as time goes, I was like, no, I need to continue with my modeling.
Hmm.
Did some extra adverts in there, whatnot and whatnot. But I was like, no, this thing is not for me because I felt like I need something more, you know. I need something more international.
Hmm.
And then as time goes, 5 years down the line, I got selected by Meme Production and Global Supermodel National Director of South Africa. They told me that I need to represent South Africa at
wow.
the Global Supermodel competition. That will be in Zambia.
Jeez.
I was like, wow, 5 years later, I told myself I don't want to model anymore. 5 years later, they tell me, Priscilla, you need to model. And then that's how I joined the competition and started doing the competition.
Wow. And now you won it, right?
I won it. I'm
yeah.
Miss Global Supermodel.
You are Miss Global Supermodel. I mean, that's very cool. Yeah. Is there a Mr. Global Supermodel?
No, there isn't.
Just
actually,
a Miss.
No, no. This is actually the first competition for
Dope.
The Miss Global Supermodel.
That's amazing.
So I'm like the first.
So you beat out Zambia, Botswana, Namibia, South Sudan. What do you think it is that people loved so much about you?
And the funny thing is, when I was then, I knew no one there when I was in Zambia.
Yeah.
And then when I was doing my walk, you know, like, I got a crowd there. Like, people were just screaming for me. Everybody was excited. I was so excited myself because
huh.
I was like, oh, wow, I don't know anybody. I think everybody will support their own local Zambian contestant.
Mm.
But they were screaming for me, and I was so excited.
That's so dope.
Yeah, it is very dope.
Now, how do you, and are you able to make a living off of this? I mean, is this super profitable to be winning these competitions and being this model?
Well, back in the days when the competition that I've done before,
yeah,
it wasn't like wow, because I was doing local competitions. That's why I was looking for more international competitions.
Stuff, yeah.
Yes. So now, when I entered this competition, obviously it was because of the prize money.
Oh, what? How much was it?
I can't say because my cousins are listening and now they'll call me wanting stuff.
No,
from
no,
me,
no, no. But I mean, it's on Google. I'm sure I can go and Google
no,
the competition.
You can
and see.
Google it, but back home they can't Google.
Just
so.
Whisper it. What
yeah,
do you mean? Everyone has the internet.
I can't tell you.
Okay, was it like hundreds of thousands of rands?
It's in dollars.
Oh, dollars.
No, I can't say.
See, people literally get paid for being attractive. Like,
I
it's insane.
It is. I can't really say how much. I can't tell
okay.
you.
Okay. I'm going to Google it. Everyone else can Google it. Obviously, your cousins, though, they won't be able to. I don't know. They're listening to this on the internet.
They
so
are listening to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So, guys, go to Google. I'm joking. Don't do it. It's a bad idea.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay. And you enjoy this process of modeling, and, I mean, is it harder than people think it is?
Honestly, it's not hard.
Oh, really?
It's really not
well,
hard.
If you've got something to work with, I mean, if you 250 kilograms, it would be quite hard. But I mean, if you're attractive, it's...
I feel like it goes with how you your mind thinks as well, because you get a lot of negative comments when you're in this industry. I remember actually during this competition, the person who was training us for the competition was just saying, you're not going to win this competition. You don't suit this competition. It's not for you. Somebody else is going to win and not you.
That's mean.
And then, you know, it just changed my whole mood. But I was like, you know what? I know why I came here. And then when I did the competition and I won and I was announced the winner, I actually went to her and gave her a hug. Like,
oh, wow.
It's because of you. I actually proven. I had to do my work so
that
I could.
That's big of you.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's about who you are and what you really want. And then what you put your mind to, and then you can actually make it.
It's dope.
Yeah, it is dope.
And where do you want to take this to? Because you retired a few years ago, now you won the competition, but I mean, this doesn't last forever unless you start, you know, modeling for the older demographics of people. Like, how does this, where do you want to go with this?
You know what I'm thinking, Nick? Because I would really like to see myself as Miss World one day.
Yeah.
While my age is still...
But that, do you have to enter Miss South Africa to enter Miss World?
Yes, I have to enter. So I'm still, maybe this year, somewhere.
You're going to enter Miss SA?
I'm going to try and enter Miss SA. Hopefully I make it to the top 12. And then that's where it will open doors for me.
Seems very intense, that Miss South Africa pageant. Like,
it is intense.
Stressful, yeah.
It is intense.
Super stressful.
It is intense. I've tried it, like, a long time ago, but yeah. I was not really...
ready.
I was not really ready, but, yeah, I think...
This could be the year.
Yeah.
So what do you do? What is your average... Like, what have you done today? What's your day been like? What have you gotten up to?
Well, I just... I came straight from the office from here.
Oh, what do you do at the office?
I'm doing logistics.
Oh, dope. Yeah. Okay. Just all the boys at the logistics office,
I'm actually
must
the
struggle.
Only female there.
Yeah, I'm saying they're probably struggling to get their work done with you walking around. Are they intimidated because you're probably taller than them?
They are, actually.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of guys are intimidated when a woman's taller than them.
One person once said... actually, when I started working there, somebody came to me and like... They actually sent me a message on my WhatsApp. They're like, Priscilla. I'm like, yes. People at the office are scared of you. I'm like, why? They're like, no. They say you're looking at them straight in the eyes and it's intimidating. I'm like...
Looking down at them straight in the eyes, yeah. What do you look for in a guy?
What do I look for in a guy? Well, I wouldn't say height because I've dated the shortest guy.
But is it not weird?
For the first time it was, but yeah. The personality of the short
makes
guy...
Makes up for
was,
it.
Yeah, it does. So, yeah.
So, in general, what are you looking for?
Right now... Nothing, really.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You're pretty chilled and focused on your career.
Yeah.
So balancing this logistics and modeling, is that hard?
It's not really hard because they understand at work. If I have to do something that has to do with modeling, I tell them in advance and then I do what I have to do in modeling.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Priscilla. She is the winner of the Global Supermodel 2018 competition. She beat out Zambia, Botswana, Namibia, South Sudan. She won $1 million. How incredible is that? No, I'm joking. I don't know if it was $1 million. I don't think... I don't know. We don't know how much she won. She doesn't want to tell me. More with her other side. Gentlemen on CliffCentral.com. So what do the family say about this modeling thing? Do they like... Well, obviously now they're going to Google how much money you made out of the competition. But do they, I mean, do they think it's a real thing? Or are they like, yeah, that's cool, but I mean, get a real job, which
well,
you have.
When they found out that I'll be representing South Africa, trust me, the whole of Limpopo was going bang because of my family. They were just supporting me from day one.
That's
they
dope.
Were there for me since day one. They were the ones who were going on with posters, going out so people can vote for me. Because
wow.
I was also running an online competition as well. So, yeah, my family was just behind me
24/7. Who was the last person you texted?
Today?
Yeah.
The last person I texted today was my sister, my big sister.
And who do you think it is that knows you the best out of everyone in the world?
It's my mom.
What do your exes say about you?
Well, he stalks me here and there.
Oh, you just got one. Who was? What was his story? Like, was he super successful? It seems like with you, you'd need a man that was, like, super successful.
Not even. It's just that we were just in different leagues because he didn't really understand my modeling thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
He just wanted you to be at home or what?
Something like that.
Something like that.
He wanted me to be like a, you know, church girl.
Okay.
Life. And with modeling.
Do you go out and go wild and party hard?
I do party once in a while.
Once in a while. What's the latest you've ever left a club?
That was like 6 a.m. in the morning.
6 a.m. Is this taboo?
No.
No, where?
It was somewhere in Durban.
Somewhere in Durban.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Producer Pelesi, you got any questions for the woman who won the year after you here, Priscilla?
No, actually. I just want to know, because they never gain weight. Like, what does she eat?
Yeah, what do you eat? What have you eaten today so far?
Does she exercise?
I don't think she exercises.
Guys, you see how tall I am? I mean, like, I'm actually big boned, so I try drink 8 liters of water a day.
8 liters or eight glasses?
8 liters.
8 liters?
I fasted it, actually.
I'm surprised you managed to get out the bathroom if you're drinking 8 liters
okay,
of water.
That's the only disadvantage.
That's a lot of water. 8 liters?
8 liters.
Wow.
I fasted it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because gym is not for me, so...
Yeah, you got to drink lots of water to keep cleansing the system.
Yeah.
And what? And food-wise, like, what have you eaten today?
Well, during lunch today, I had pap.
Okay.
Pap and mochodu.
Dope.
Yeah.
Any breakfast?
No, I don't. I'm not a breakfast person.
So pap and mochodu and eight liters of water.
Like, the whole time I'll be drinking water up until maybe lunchtime.
Wow.
And then lunchtime, then I'll have my pap and then water again.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to definitely drink more water tomorrow, that's for sure. Listen, it's been great to meet you. How do we connect with you everywhere on social media?
On Instagram, I'm Prissy IM, Prissy _ IM. Prissie _ IM. And then on Facebook, I'm Priscilla Manganyi. And then on Twitter, I'm Priscilla 560.
Dope.
Yes.
I dig it. All right. Well, very, very cool hanging out with Priscilla there. If you missed any of this interview, you can get it at cliffcentral.com in a bit. Priscilla, thanks so much for stopping by and congratulations and all the best for the future.
Thank you for having me. Nick Hellman on cliffcentral.com.